some ways I initiated it. I've got a good friend in Martin Hagen. We were chatting about the club. He said, get in touch with John. I did. And I said that I was looking to be more involved in the Speedway Club. And we met for a cup of coffee and it went from there.
And you must be, like, you know, new season, you must be really excited about yourself. How do you think the riders, how excited are they going into the season?
Reflecting on when I was a rider at this time of year is an exciting time. You know, the winter always seems long, so you're always very keen to get out there and get a few laps under your belt. So I'd like to think that the riders representing Lakeside this year should be raring to go. And it was a disappointing season last year, so, you know, I think that, you know, I get the feeling there should be a sense of purpose about this side.
What are you looking for this season? What's the aim? I mean, you had a bad season last season. I mean, is it about sort of steadying the ship, as it were, or is it about aiming as high as possible?
Of course, you know, you know I'm not going to put any predictions on the season. They can come and bite you in the backside, though, sometimes. So what I do know, everything's up for Lakeside. We finished bottom of the league. And that's an embarrassing place to be. People don't enjoy that. The crowd don't enjoy that. I think we need to win at home. We need to make this place a difficult place for people to visit. The confidence you build from those meetings, you take on the road. It's a winning one. I sincerely hope it's a winning one. You know, when you're winning, you're enjoying your work. And when you drive out of the stadium after winning a meeting, it's a lot more enjoyable than when you've lost. And when we do lose, I hope that the riders, it hurts, so that you can come back and try and rectify it next time. So, fairly simple, but nonetheless effective. It's a challenge. It's a mentality thing, but all these riders that are here are more than capable of coping with bigger, faster tracks when we move away from our tight technical track. I don't think I'm going to be able to use that as an excuse too much. As I say, I think that if we can build confidence by feeling really confident here, then I do think that we've got the ability in the team to pick up points on the road.
Now, tomorrow night, is that about getting sort of getting their arm in a way, getting the rides behind their belts and getting used to the track?
Yeah,
going in for the
next
week?
Sure. It's a fairly low-key event, isn't it? It's an easing into the season before next week. Yeah, just keep an eye on everybody. I'm sure there'll be a bit of experimentation, you know, in a competitive environment. Ideal in lots of ways because you've got some new equipment and you want to try it out. So, I think people will just sort of, hopefully, just sort of blow the cobwebs away, get those first meeting nerves out of the way so we can look forward to league matches
now,
against Kings Lynn.
Now, you said you don't like making predictions, but is top four realistic?
Everybody wants to be in the top four, don't they? There are eight sides. Half of them can get in. So if we can do very well here, then I believe we can do it. I have to believe that. Time will tell. Of course, injuries, all sorts of things. You know, AJ got hurt at the beginning of last year and that he was just beginning to find his feet. And if you have a smooth run, of course, we'd be delighted if we could make the top four.